art is a great way to facilitate some of life's tougher conversations. Potentially charged issues like race and identity always find a place in artistic expression. And that brings us to today's installment of Bay Area Beats, where local musicians tell us their own stories.
Catch me on a go-go, just like D-Lo, me f- with no ho.
Mika Tron is a rapper born and raised in San Francisco. She's a queer woman of color, but the hurdles she's faced go beyond race, sexual preference, and gender. She's lived in a shelter, displaced by Hurricane Katrina. A few years into her 20s, she was diagnosed with epilepsy. But she hasn't let any of this stop her from pursuing her music career. She says it actually motivates her. After her nephew was born deaf, she learned sign language, and her latest dream is to make music for the deaf community. She spoke with reporter Lo Benishu about her story.
Tramika Dempsey is my government name. Haha, Mika Tron is my artist name.
Don't look up, the sky is falling down. Don't look up, the sky is falling down. Don't look up,
the sky is falling down. It was a song I wrote a while back.
Alicia, Alicia, her father was a preacher, but I guess that he really didn't. And when you go out for a little sex and you gotta have protection, now she's learning a lesson. 15 years old, living life so cold.
I don't know, it was just some stuff. I was just like making up three characters coming together, and they all have these like trials and tribulations.
Easy, believe me, you could get through anything if you just keep breathing, keep praying.
It was, yeah, directly towards like people who come from that kind of background, same kind of background I came from, really. But, you know, there's a way to make it. I feel like I'm the odd bird in my family. When I was younger, there was one point we stayed in the shelter, and I had a mentor who they assigned to me, and she ended up being my mentor from beyond moving out the shelter. She actually was my mentor for like 2 or 3 years up until middle school. And I feel like she opened up the whole world to me because I lived in the projects and my family was so closed-minded. I didn't really get to see a lot of the city. And so she took me to places like the De Young Museum. Like, she took me to like Chrissy Fields. I had never seen Chrissy Fields before in my life. We did a lot of stuff. It was so mind-blowing. It opened my whole eyes to the city that I had never known, you know. Then she disappeared. Like, I never saw her again. And I know that she was a lesbian. I think that may have impacted me somehow, too.
Let me introduce myself. My name is Mika Tron, Lady Nerd has left. Yep, out of the closet, right off of the top shelf. I like what I like, I don't need no help. Lipstick on me, oh well. My mommy gets mad, but I'm like, oh well. That kitty cat I smell made me...
I feel like I came out at two different times. One to my family was the most recent, because my family is kind of small-minded and biased against a lot of kind of people. So I waited a long time to come out to my family. But before that, I was just doing me. Everybody pretty much knew. I always thought it was an opportunity. There's not many lesbian rappers trying, you know, to really get out there.
I've been gay since the 80s, so you couldn't even pay me to sleep with a lady. But I drive them all crazy. Now they want to pay me off just to donate a baby.
Katrina's ground zero is currently too close for comfort.
Messing up and getting out is tonight's theme across several Gulf Coast states.
I was going to Dillard University, and it was a week before the hurricane, and so I got displaced. It set me back so far, like, I think I just now finally caught up, like, to where I need to be. But as far as school-wise, like, they lost all of my information, my scholarship, and all of my records and all of this. So I was starting over, really. And I'm like, why am I starting over? This is stupid. So I came back home.
Back like a greatest hits album, made it over that mountain, and I still got time to spend. Where the haters at, I want to see about them, so I can shut them down when anytime.
I didn't really know about the deaf community until my nephew was born, and he was born deaf. He's now 7 years old. So when he was born, my sister was really on her game, and, you know, she took care of everything, sent him to the right school. She learned sign language, and I tried to follow right behind her so that I could communicate with him too. And she ended up getting a job at that school that he graduated from. And then because I had learned so much too at that point, they hired me. And I've been there for 2 years now.
Gave the verse to the hipsters. Mika Tron number one. I said I'm gonna get him. Look.
That's one of my new ideas. I'm feeling like I want to make music for deaf people. They feel the tempo of the music and they feel the punch of the music, but the sounds are different. It's something that they feel and internalize differently than other people. Because I feel like people who hear music don't really listen to music. They just hear it or they feel it. They bop into it, you know, but they don't really internalize the sounds, the instruments, the words, everything that's inside the song. And I feel like I want to do something like that to bring out the music in a song so that people can see it like more from a different side. And that's what I want to do. I want to get my music everywhere so I can show everybody, you know, who I am, so people can experience something different from somebody who's in a realm of people who you get overlooked all the time, you know. I think it's our time to stand up.
Undiscovered I am, and it seems like nobody really knows who I am, but I jam for the love of the music. If you hate, homie, I don't really give a damn. Originality is what you deserve. Listen to my brain waiting in the way that it works. When it's written on paper, man, my words are berserk. Call me preacher or the deacon, cause I take them to church, and I'm the first one in the game to spit how I want to, man. You loving my fame, and yeah, you loving the name, cause the girl's so weird. And if you think about me, I'll never disappear.